almost didn't throw the white flag. I was going to give you one more lap.
The 9 running on the tires. He'll slide up off of turn number 4, Jerry. You've got a new race leader, Matthew Loeb. Your race leader with 4 laps to go.
All right. He told me to tell that joke.
Welcome, everyone, to Season 2, Episode 11 of the IMCA TV Dirtcast. Still no Jerry. Isn't this great? Lately, this has been like we've had a reprieve, a vacation.
Jerry is MIA. Does anybody even know
Jerry Free Zone?
Jerry has been a jet setter. He drove up to Spencer, I think, Monday to get rained out, just like you did,
Yeah,
Jim.
He did.
Then he spent some time in Knoxville. He spent a lot of time in Marshalltown this week, so.
Yeah.
He's been
I
busy.
Heard he's running the Knoxville Nationals this year. Any truth to that?
Well, he was on the track. He was in the pace car. He was in the pace car.
I heard he was calling the shots this year at the Nationals.
Is he the race director?
The race director.
Is his brother flagging? I had to say that because when I went to Boone.
Jason's a pretty good flagman, though.
He is.
The good Van. The good Van Sickle. Yeah.
The one with talent.
Last time I went to Boone, Jason was flagging. I'm like, is that Jason flagging? But it was.
I thought he hurt his shoulder at one time.
Carrying Jerry all those years, I'm sure he did.
God. Shoulder, back, everything.
The older he gets, the heavier he gets.
So he went from the guy who talks a lot to we brought Carson in.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's our wallflower.
I got a position.
Yeah. The what?
The wallflower. You just sit there and observe. You don't say a lot.
Well, typically it's all stuff that happened like 10 years before I was born.
Exactly. Half the shit, Carson.
You're in the seat, Carson. You got to carry the show.
High expectations sitting there.
There's the picture. There's Jerry.
There's Jerry. Jim, huh?
We're counting on you to say the dumb shit that Jerry says.
Jim, did you make it out of Maui safely?
Made it out of Maui.
I see they had some fire. I'll be going back. Crazy stuff going on in Maui. But
Luckily, the IMCA compound is on the other side of the island.
Fortunately.
So
no risk of fires over there.
No, that's crazy. No.
It is nuts.
You guys watch that?
No, I haven't heard anything.
It is insane. If you watch some of those fires, how the wind was blowing like 80 mile an hour, and a fire like that's going to fuel wind as well. But it just looked like a hurricane of fire.
I just can't imagine. Wow. I mean, there's nowhere to go. No. I mean, there's no way to escape it.
No, it's pretty sad, actually, to be quite honest. Yeah. So let's talk about something. Positive. Let's talk about cookies.
Yeah. Cookies.
Hey, speaking of sad,
those are delicious.
How'd that 10,001 stock car race turn out?
Which one?
The one that wasn't ours.
I don't know. Didn't hear anything about it.
Nobody did.
Oh. Whoops. Let's talk about cookies. I got my Cookie Monster shirt on today.
And I've got cookies.
Oh, my trophy's in the way.
Barksdale. State Fair. Cookies.
I got my Bub Hughes Cookie Monster shirt on, and I just grabbed it out of the closet today and threw it on. I'm like, I got a podcast. I think I'll wear a racer shirt.
Not a Jason Hughes shirt?
Nah, Bub. Better. Bub, okay. Better than Jason. Bub is more famous in my world because Bub is the...
He's the meat guy, isn't he?
He's my resident barbecue guy. He's the guy that like, gives me all the secrets. I have learned that barbecuing is like racing. In one aspect, especially in that, is like you can't pry secrets out of people that you don't get the setup unless you know what the hell you're talking about. It's like, you know, you can go ask somebody about their race car and they'll kind of tell you stuff, but they won't tell you stuff if they know you don't know what they're talking about. And barbecue is the same way. Once you start figuring out the barbecue terms and like what the tricks are that people do, then it's like a secret society of barbecue people. It really is.
You do know what gives you instant street cred in the barbecue world.
Yeah, I do. That's what you're using the barbecue with.
A jumbo.
Pellet smokers are for girls. People tell me that.
Hey, no.
Like, well, they're kind of easy.
Apparently, that's what you have.
They work kind of good. That we don't have any pellet smoker sponsors, so I can say that, although I do own a Traeger, and it works really well.
For now, we don't have any.
Right. What are you slacking on that for?
Yeah. I'm working on it.
Yeah, we're getting off track. Bub is my barbecue guy. He's a super nice guy. Plus, he races IMCA stock cars down in Aztec. Right. So he's got a Cookie Monster car, which coincidentally, I went to KSP a couple weeks ago, like two Saturday nights ago, I think. It was 2 weeks from tomorrow. And I knew I was going to forget his name. Dave Hammond, I think is his name. Races a mod and a stock car at KSP, and he had a Cookie Monster stock car. And I said to him, hey, did you buy that from Bub Hughes? And he's like, huh? He's like, no. I was like, so you the Cookie Monster theme on his car. He's like, oh, yeah, every year we pick something for the kids. And he had a Cookie Monster car. I think that's he won theme. That night. He did win the stock cars that night. I think I was there, if I remember correctly. He was in the. He said he was going to the Clash on the Coast and everything next year and stuff. You know, that was nice. I enjoyed going to KSP. There was some controversy there a couple weeks ago, and that's not why I went, but it's kind of why I went. You know, I hadn't been there for many years, and we were in Waco. My wife had that week, late that week, planned to go down there because Kennedy didn't have cheerleading. That really controls our family schedule. And so we went down to Waco, and I said, you know, I think I'm going to drive up to KSP tonight. So I went up to KSP on Saturday night and was very glad that I did so because there's a lot of really nice people there, and the racing there was very good, and it's a beautiful facility. And for us at IMCA, it has a lot of history there.
You're not going to find a better family than the Bransons.
It's just, there's just...
Jay and Jana and Jerry and...
It's interesting to me. When I went there, the thing that made me smile behind the scenes was I'm talking to different racers, and they're all they're genuinely, in my opinion, they're genuinely nice. I don't think they were just being nice just, you know, because it was me. I think they're just nice people.
Sure.
You know, but they don't get along with other nice people. Right. That's what I love about racing is you've got people who are just awesome people, but they still they're like oil and water with other really nice people that they race against because the sport's so competitive. But I enjoy that aspect of it because there's just so many good people. I got a lot of good friends in Texas. Some of my best friends in racing are in Texas, obviously. So I like racing and maybe three people. Like, am I one of those people, Ryan?
No, you're my boss. Well, what the hell? You're not people.
What about me?
Nope.
You're fired.
What?
Nope. You're fired.
Definitely not Jim. you guys outright Jerry. Jim, and neither one of you are on the list. No.
How many dogs does Jerry have? They don't count as three people, though, right?
No, so I like my Jerry. Mom, my mother, and my ma. I don't know. Three different ways to say mom. The rest of the world can go to hell. That's the way it is.
Yeah, you know, who doesn't love their mom?
Yeah.
You don't love your mom, you got problems. You should get counseling. That's my opinion.
Do you want a cookie?
Yeah.
You know,
I had one. I mean, yeah.
There's a few left.
You can tell. Are they in a pile? Usually, when you get those things, they're
getting down to the bottom.
Ryan brought State Fair, Iowa State Fair cookies.
Opening night of the State Fair last night in Des Moines. It's like 2 miles from home now, so I couldn't.
I've never done crack cocaine in my life, but I think it might be something like this.
It's good.
If I had to envision, what is crack like? It's like, well, it's in a cookie form. It's right here.
It's right there. And I didn't realize it, but I ran into hobby stock driver John Watson last night at the fair, and he said that the fair bought out, Barksdale's? Barksdale's cookies. And now they have control of it, and they had probably a dozen to 20 people working in their building and just lines forever. Everyone was walking off buckets.
Barksdale must have been making too much money.
Probably.
When the track was still there at the fairgrounds, we'd run the dairy race and that there during the fair. And I do believe that is what gave me diabetes was
the cookies
at the fair. And I think I lost count at about 3 buckets of cookies.
I'll be sure to stop back at the fair when I get home tonight, and I'll ship you a bucket of them.
No.
We'll finish you off. Right.
A cookie and a rock star. If that don't give you diabetes, nothing will. Nothing will.
Also ran into Wahoo last night at the fair, Mike Albertson.
Oh, God.
He and his wife and daughter. His daughter was the Audubon County Fair Queen, so she was there for the state competition. Cool. Yeah, it was pretty neat.
That's awesome.
She must look like her mother.
She's got a lot nicer personality than her father.
Yeah. Ain't no way she looks like her dad.
It's Mike Van Gender in there also, so there was all sorts of racing people at the
shit celebrity time at the fair.
My wife has her day of Iowa State Fair schedule like next week. Sometimes she's going with Kennedy. I may or may go.
You should go. A lot of fun.
It is, but you just eat a lot of calories and sweat.
I think I got the Cajun chicken on a stick. I got an elephant ear, and I got these cookies. I'm pretty well set on unhealthy foods.
I think nothing I heard the advertising for the state fair said something about 60 or 80 or
new foods.
Yeah. I mean, how do you come up with new foods?
I don't know.
Did they have that butter on a stick stuff?
I didn't see that. I did see the butter cow, though, and I saw the Caitlin Clark butter sculpture that doesn't look exactly like her. But
is it like this?
Yeah. It's like walking into Madame Tussauds wax museum. Yeah, doing the whole doing her thing.
Was she choking?
No, she wasn't.
Yeah. So State Fair is always a good time, and the cookies are that and like
they're almost gone, Carson.
I find myself every time I go to State Fair, I go to that place, and I get cookies, and then we usually go over by it, where the slides are, the big huge yellow slide that's got the sacks.
Oh yeah, yeah,
real big one. We usually go over to there, and right there they usually sell watermelon. They cut it right there in the.
I didn't see that.
In the little deal, and we usually get fresh watermelon there.
Speaking of watermelons,
kind of Saturday night, yeah.
Saturday night at Boone.
Watermelon classic. What's that pay to win? $1,000 to win? Is it $1,000 or what is it?
Something like that. What's it matter? I
don't even know what
it is. For watermelons,
racing
right?
For watermelon.
Hey, if anybody wants to find out what it pays to win, go ahead, give Lottie a call and ask what
the
first
there
is.
You go. There you go.
Dare you.
They do have their event flyer up on Facebook. I saw that. Right. So.
Don't know, bud. That's what he'd say. Don't know, bud.
If you want to know the person, that's the only reason you're coming to race here. We don't want you.
He has a point with that statement, and he has a point with the watermelon statement that he made many years ago that kind of grown legs and grown into like more of like a bad way of how he said it, but I don't think it was intended bad because I still think, and I've said this before in other podcasts, you may not like Lottie, but his perspective is pretty on point a lot of times within the racing industry, and he has been in the industry his whole life, and I'll ask him, you know, he's told me before, you know, all I've ever wanted to do is run Boone Speedway. That's all I've ever wanted to do. I'm happy here, and that's all I ever want to continue to do is run Boone Speedway. He really cares about racing. He genuinely cares about racing and his racers very much so.
Well, it was a couple of weeks ago when the World of Outlaws were over there, and he was there even though it wasn't his show. I said, do you have any duties tonight, Lottie? He said, I'm a race fan tonight. He said, I'm just going to sit back and enjoy this. He said, he was looking forward to it.
Yeah, he sits on the backstretch in his gator, and I'm like, why are you sitting there? You ain't even behind the fence, but it's where he likes to go.
Who was? Oh, John Logue, because way back, he got hit with a drive shaft standing about that same place.
Yeah.
Many years ago.
Put him in the hospital, actually.
Yeah.
They get like lacerated. Is that the right word? Yeah. Did something to his liver?
Yeah,
or his,
I think so.
Oof. Hit him so hard. Yeah, it didn't. Lucky it didn't wound him permanently.
But you know, it's you talk about the Lottie's attitude about money and all that, and you know what it's shown me here in the last couple of days. Last night, I was up at Brit, and I have probably one of the best purses I've seen in a long time. That A-Main purse for the modified was over, I think they said $23,000. Seventh place paid $1,000. I mean, it was just incredible. And, you know, you had some drivers, well, I don't know. I'm not going to go over there. I only race for money, but I'm going to turn down the biggest paying show that's in the area. And, you know, I'm like 20 miles away, but I don't know if I can get there. It just blows my mind.
Do they think they can't compete, or do they think they're – I mean, do they think it's going to draw in the faster guys and they can't make it, or why do you think they don't?
I think everybody has different reasons.
Weeknight but, work, I mean, probably.
I mean, in our world, you know, in some worlds, you know, $20,000+ purses for racing are, you know, much more manageable. In IMCA world, in my opinion, and for most of our weekly racetracks, that volume of money, there's a threshold there that tracks can afford to pay and that they can't afford to pay because it just doesn't pencil out. The economics just aren't there. I mean, this stuff is not terribly complicated. You know, every racer wants the tracks to pay more, and most tracks want to pay more, but whether or not they can is the issue, you know. And so that deal in Algona, like Jim and I were talking this morning about it, you know, you've got a very, very good sponsor that's given, you know, $100 bills to the guy when he draws.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like that. I wish I would have took my camera out to film it as I sat there. So when drivers walked up to draw, they all like, walk up
this?
Money. With their wallet out, you know, and the gal doing the draw hands him a $100 bill.
They're like, wait.
what's this for, you know?
What do I got
to
do?
Well, the sponsor wanted to make sure they gave a $100 bill to everybody that's here that draws for the modifieds. And it's like,
and that's cool.
What do you mean? Well, here's your $100 bill. Well, what do we do with it? Well, you could put it in your pocket. I mean, it was just incredible. You know,
how many mods did they have last night?
40, was it 43?
40.
Yeah, a little shy of 50.
43. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's $4,700 bucks right there.
50, and then a little over 50 in Brit.
That's yeah.
Over double than what was there last year.
So that's almost $5,000 just
Harris Clash $100 the bill. Night before had more cars this year than last year. Spencer got washed out, but I went to Independence on Monday. Monday, Independence raced the same night as Spencer was scheduled to race. So
they had
Independence cars. Had over 100 cars. Yeah. And I hadn't been to Independence. I didn't go last year. I usually go there every year. It's not far from here. I feel like I should go, you know, and I didn't go last year. This year I was like, yeah, you know, I think I'm going to go. I think we'll go to Independence on Monday. So I ran up there and talked to Dana, who hasn't been promoting for many years, for a few years. He's promoted he was out for a few years, and Mike was there running the track, and they run a good show. Things bang off pretty quick, you know, and you don't have a lot of time to talk, or you're going to miss something, but it was I thought the racing was good. I thought, the Sport Compact was a last lap pass, or close to a lap, last lap pass, and then the stock cars, Tom Schmidt passed
Cole Mather.
Cole Mather, who I'd never met in person.
You never met? He's a football coach now.
I never met him in person. Cool, I know who he is. And he's like, hey, I know you. I went, yeah, I've talked to you. And he's like, yeah, we've talked on the phone. And we have. Not under the best circumstances, but he's a fast race car. I thought he had.
I think you talked tires with him before, maybe.
Tires, yeah. But he's got a fast race car. He's quick and independent. He's one of those guys, I think. There's a handful of stock car guys in Independence, in my opinion, that would be fast anywhere they go. Yeah. Cole is a pretty fast stock car. He came, not deep in the field, but he didn't start.
No, he started last. He broke in the heat race.
There you go. He did come from deep in the field and took the lead with, one to go, and then Tom Schmidt passed him on the last lap coming out of four, you know, which, again, I told Tom Schmidt, you know, I mean, he's just a fun racer to watch. He's a really good racer.
Yeah, he's been at it a while, too.
He said, I've been doing this for a long time. I said, yeah, I know. You know, but he's just a good stock car racer. And then Jared Weepy, I think, who got third.
Third or fourth. He led most of it, I think, a lot of it.
He did, and it's funny because every time I go to Independence, Weepy says to me, oh, thanks for coming, because every time I'm there, he wins.
Weepy?
Yes. And last night, after the feature, I was like, what happened? He goes, you know, I told my son when I saw you pull into the pits, Brett's here.
I mean, we're going to win tonight.
And he led 18 or 17 of the 20 laps or something like that. But Independence has always had a really good crop of very good IMCA stock car racers, back to Brian Irvine and
Sean Johnson used to be good. Dan Trimble was Trimble. He's won more there than anybody.
There's a lot of them. For people who know Independence history and at least Eastern Iowa stock car racing, there's a bunch of guys that have called Independence home that are pretty good. So, but that was good. I thought Independence had a good night. I was there on Monday.
Cool. And Dana, he said something to me years ago that I'll never forget. You're talking about purses earlier. A modified driver years ago was complaining that the purses should have been increased. And Dana said, well, so what do you say I give everybody $10 more? The guy said, well, that's a start. He said, okay, $10 times 100 cars in the pits, that's $1,000. Where are you going to help me come up with that? He said, every little increase turns into a big increase when you want to make it across the board.
It does.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just economics. You know, and some racetracks are fortunate to have a maybe more community support or even more of a fan base. You know, we have racetracks that struggle to get crowds, struggle to get cars, and racetracks that don't struggle to get cars and don't struggle to get crowds. So the economics from facilities is different to different. No two facilities are identical. You know, we know that. I mean, look at Boone compared to Webster City. 172 cars in Boone, 50 in Webster.
That's still same a thing? Night. Webster City still a thing?
It was. Not anymore. But whatever. But, I mean, you've got situations like that everywhere. And some are sanctioned, some aren't sanctioned. So, you know, I don't want to always pick on the non-sanctioned stuff. But it's kind of fun, too, when it's easy.
It's more fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Throw a dart and pick one.
Trying to be kinder in my older age.
Don't worry, I'm sure Jim will pick up your slack.
Jim, like, whoa.
I think I get crankier as I get older.
That's no lie.
So anyhow, any more stuff on, we have any more comments on the racing we've seen in the last few weeks?
I, you know, I just really wanted to once again thank, you know, it was the Larry Eber Sr. race last night. I think they called it the Fair Street.
Yeah,
there it is. Fair Street Face Off. And I guess, I don't know if that used to be the name of the track in Algona. I know it's on Fair Street, but I mean, it was just incredible for them to go out there, raise that money to honor their, you know, their dad. Awesome. And once again, the racers won. It was a great show.
Awesome.
You know, the night before we were at Britt, and once again, Trent did just a fantastic job. He worked his ass off on that track. He was out in water trucks between races. I mean, just doing whatever it took to give them a good track for that feature. And when you're three laps to go in the mod feature after 50 laps and you're slide jobbing for the lead every lap, you hit it. You hit the track. And, you know, once again, it was a hell of a show. Jerry Flippo probably wasn't the odds on favorite to win that.
California transplant.
Yeah, that's right. Had a hell of a race, and it was a very, very good show.
He's been quick.
He has.
He's only one of a few, but he's been very quick over here since he came to the Midwest.
Well, he was quick at Super Nationals the last
few
years.
Well, he was the All-Star race winner or the race?
He's been in victory lane at Boone, so, you know, during Super Nationals, so you're not struggling if you're doing that. But
he even had a good night at Deer Creek,
too. He looked great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, to me, it always gets back to like when I went down to Texas, you know, and then I go to Independence 10 days later or whatever it was, and there's Texas guys in the pits, you know, Dan Day, you know, obviously Matthew. John Webb from Oklahoma was there Monday, and Matthew Day was there, and Matthew Day
Mason,
Mason
was there.
Yeah, Mason was,
Mason was
well.
There too.
Yeah, they're all three were there. But Matthew was in the top four. He came to Independence. I don't know if he ever raced there before.
I don't think they'd been there before.
But he's in the top four. And I went out to when the last time I went out to Vinton here 3 or 4 weeks ago. I can't remember what it was. DeVilbiss won. You know, I mean,
he'd never been here before.
He'd never been to Vinton, and he ran down Cordis, who has the most mod wins in Speedway Vinton. History.
Yep.
And DeVilbiss ran him down and passed him. You know, and so. I don't know. I those are the things that are cool to me in IMCA racing is when guys are crossing multiple state lines or relocating or doing all kinds of stuff like that. You know, again, people always say, "Oh, who's the best racer in the country?" or "What's the best track?" or "Where's the best racing at?" And you just see examples of it everywhere you go. You know, that you could say, "Well, that place is, and that place is, and that place is." You know, there's just a lot of talented guys racing laps and gals. Racing in IMCA. In fact, when I went to Boone, did we talk about this last podcast?
Oh,
I
think the Sport Mod feature.
Three of the top four when I was in Boone last time.
Jocelyn Elmquist won the Sport Mod feature. Summer Anderson got second. And then Taylor Cool got fourth.
Right. Three of the four top four were women at Boone.
That's crazy.
And I think
that's crazy.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Taylor was battling Jackson Harpole for third, almost had it, and Jocelyn Elmquist and Summer Anderson, they were checked out. There was nobody going to touch them, so it wasn't like they lucked into it either. They dominated that race.
Yeah. I mean, there's just really cool stories all over IMCA racing. I wish we could tell them all.
Right. Oh, I mean, you know, this week up north there, northern Iowa, you know, with Deer Creek and Britt and Algona and Britt, I mean, you know, it's, you know, Joey Price. You know, shows
he's
up.
Elvis. Right? Is that the Elvis guy?
No. That's Joey's the ex-MMA fighter.
You're thinking of.
Who's the other one? Joey.
God, who was Elvis? The Elvis impersonator from Vegas.
That's who I thought it was.
No.
Shows you what I know.
I'm going to figure it out.
Joey's from out there in Montana.
Yeah.
He got to spend some time with me when I was out there.
Well, sorry, Joey Price.
He said he's almost over that, too. He said he's almost over that. Couple more sessions of counseling, and he'll be over.
Wow. You take a lot of shit sitting in that.
I know I do.
Chair.
I'm trying to be kinder, Jim. Kinder and gentler. So anyway, what about Super Nationals? You want to talk about Super Nationals?
I think we better.
Are we going to do that again this year?
I think we're going to have a race in June and September.
Shoot. I hope we get enough cars for a B feature.
We're going to try to move this podcast along so we ain't talking about.
I'm still looking for Joey from Las Vegas. More.
We don't want to go over 60 minutes. We promise. So if you're 24 minutes into this podcast, we promise we'll go as quickly as we can through some of the supernatural stuff. Some of it's important. Some of it's just cool. Ryan's got a lot of the stats on the pre-entries. What do we have, about 800 now?
I'm busy looking up Vegas Joey. I want to find out. I want to find out who Elvis is.
Yeah, I think he is. But I got one of the Super Nationals trophies. I think this is one of the qualifier trophies I got in front of me.
That's your modified qualifier.
The mod one. Yeah, we've been doing the miniature helmets for quite a few years now. It's just, to me, it's kind of been like, it's like getting milk when you win the Indy 500. You know, these are the only trophies that we do like this is for Super Nationals. We also did a set of these for the Southern Sport Mod Super Nationals down at KSP. I took them down there when I went down a couple weeks ago, but just kind of a look that we fell on with our trophies, and we just kind of stuck with it.
Well, so, if Jerry was in the studio, we could have him try that on.
Yeah, it wouldn't fit.
Try on what? The helmet? The
dogs might be able to get it on. Wouldn't that be fun? Put the helmets on the dog. And I also brought a Race of Champions trophy. Let's slide that over.
Yeah, the new Race of Champions Rage chassis.
Yeah, Justin
Modifieds.
Yep, Justin at Rage, come on board with us, and you know, arguably building probably more modifieds than anybody in the country. You know, and you know, we had a race up at West Union that Justin was involved in, you know, because he's West Union.
Once again, would we have 35 cars up there?
I thought it was like 38 or I was almost 40. I was like 38 or 39. Yeah, it was close to
40.
God, I'm trying to think. There was
way more than last year. It was
Joey Franklin.
Joey Franklin, that's him. Sideburns.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I didn't want to lose it.
I'm trying to think. When I was up at West Union, we followed a race about a month before that paid, I think, 10 grand to win. And you know what that got you? About 12 less cars.
Here we go.
Where's your sound machine? I need a rip shot.
I don't know if I got it turned on. I don't use it much.
Yeah.
You're going to lose the effect.
No, yeah. I'll get it going.
We're gonna have something. You were talking about car counts at Super Nationals, and registrations continue to come in on a regular basis. We're just kind of waiting for it to kind of die out a little bit, but that just doesn't seem to be the case.
Which is a good thing.
It is. You know, last year on this Friday, we had 673 drivers registered. We're currently at 789, so we're 116 drivers ahead of where we were on this Friday 1 year ago. And you know, mods are right at the 220 mark where they were last year on this date. Stock cars are 37 ahead of where they were.
Uh-oh.
Hobby stocks are 37 ahead.
Uh-oh.
Sport mods are 18 ahead. We've nearly doubled the number of mod light registrations.
Uh-oh.
From 26 to 51. So numbers are looking good.
Yeah, I mean,
can we have like a telethon to, even though this is a taped broadcast, maybe we ought to have like a telethon to get us to that next platform, kind of like, you know, Jerry
Lewis.
Do the
timpani roll, throw it over to Ed McMahon.
Yeah, so. I mean, things are surely shaping up to be enough race cars at Boone for a race. We have almost 800 right now.
I think we're going to have to run a B.
We're going to have to
run a B. We can squeeze them in.
And just a couple quick things about that. Again, you know, you get back to purse, you know, people are like, you know, I don't know if we've even published, we might have published a purse for the Super Nationals this year. I don't know if we have. It hasn't changed much from last year, but it has. You know, Carson's been burning the midnight oil with some of our sponsors. And again, we're fortunate, kind of like Algona and Britt and some of these other, well, most our facilities. We have very loyal sponsors as well on IMCA that are constantly pushing money into our events, but Super Nationals is one that gets the most attention. You know, Carson and I were just talking today. You know, Gary at Mach 1 has added some money to the who sent that?
Your wife.
Oh, good Lord. Just a spider. It ain't going to eat much. Gary at Mach 1 has pumped in some more money to our Sport Compact feature, so we're going to have our Sport Compact A Main on Tuesday. He's going to pay $1,250 to win. And we've spread the rest of the money down through 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 seventh. So it's bumped the start money up, the winner's money up a little, and then start money up. But then he also did some other things too.
The heat race winners and B feature winners will get $50.
Yep.
That'll be sent out. Longest toe, that'll be sent out as well. So, you know, we're not going to have all that money right there at the pay window. So if drivers do win a heat race,
just get a check from us.
We'll get a check to you.
Yeah, some of that stuff will roll into contingencies because it's just easier versus trying to deal with getting the purse at keeping it all straight at the Supernationals. When you win a heat race, it's hard to pay them $50 there.
Right.
It can be done, but it just adds to the all the other stuff that's going on. So it's easier on some of these things. We're just going to send checks out to people.
Yep. Yeah, but he added $1,500 total.
Yeah.
Just happened kind of out of the blue. It was pretty cool.
Just random. Gary's a good guy.
Yeah. He loves the sport compacts too.
Where's he from?
Texas.
Yeah. See, another Texas person in IMCA racing.
Yes.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
He's been on our sport compact program almost from its inception, I believe.
It's been a while. Yeah.
But yeah, awesome to have Gary pump some money into our compact division. Again, we're already doing well on entries. So what did we have last year? Like,
for what?
80 of them?
We had for actual event?
Yeah, it was quite a few. Wasn't 100 yet, but it was 80.
We had 91 sport compacts.
Yes, it had low. Had to be over 90.
Close to 100. Interesting. Yeah, she thinks I'm going to come get a spider at the house.
I've already shown.
Casey asked me if she could ask the police that sit outside our house to come kill a bug for her when I was down here this week.
My wife just texted me, brown recluse in the bedroom, help. It's going to come in the bed.
Well, get up. Get out of bed. What's she doing in bed at noon anyway?
I might step on it for crying out loud. Send the dog in there. He'll eat it. But whatever.
And then Friesen Performance stepped
back
up.
Back to Supernationals.
Yeah, Friesen Performance stepped up for Monday night, added $2,500 into the purse for the late models. So bumped up pretty much second through 24th, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's our late model feature will pay what it has in the past, $3,000 to win. It's paid $300 to start, but we're going to put that $2,500 in second through 24th, so it'll pay $400 to start the late model A main. We added $100 to every starting position, and $200 to second, and $200 to third to get us to $2,500. So we got to thank Al and everyone at Friesen Chevrolet for
and not only that
money in our late model program.
He's putting up $63,000 in contingency awards throughout the week for 604 and 602 drivers.
That's a lot of money, man. That's a lot.
He's really stepping up the. They're doing a lot of discounts off crate engines, which is helpful, I think, and obviously.
And free shipping right now on crates through the end of the year.
Yeah. I mean, all that stuff is pretty cool. So if you're going to need a crate after Super Nationals, obviously Friesen's going to give you an opportunity to win some contingencies at Boone that are going to count, save you a little Christmas money, I suppose.
Yep.
Brett, check your phone real quick.
I did. I figured out what you're talking about now. It took me a second. Yeah, they also Jim's just sent me the.
Oh, this is a legit thing, right?
What?
This isn't a spider text. This is something else.
This isn't the picture of a brown recluse. Jim just sent me the long range forecast, which is actually looking really good. So, typical Boone weather that time of year as far as temperatures go. So,
what are they talking like? 80s during the day?
80s during the day, you know, warm enough for shorts and tank tops and stuff like that. And then it cools down in the evening to a reasonable temperature, not freezing by any means. But
so it sounds perfect.
Yeah, hoodie weather is what I call it.
And if you happen to hear like sirens or anything going off, don't worry. It's not an emergency. Your wife is going to call the fire department to kill the spider. So,
I mean,
She never did that. The whole time that you had the fireworks thing and I went to your house and killed the spider, I've never even told her the truth about that.
Yeah.
About
it was a lot of baby wolf spiders on the back of
hundreds of them.
But we killed them all.
She didn't. Yeah, we killed them all.
Oh, well. Yeah, we also have other things, too, with back to some of the purse editions at Super Nationals. Carson, touch on, like, VIP Medical and Quick Performance and Saints Cafe.
VIP Medical, $100 to each modified qualifying feature winner. Quick Performance, $100 to each qualifying winner, qualifying feature winner in stock cars.
Hobbies
and
sport mods. Yeah.
Saints Cafe does a last man to the table type deal.
Yeah.
Final qualifier in the mods and sport mods, I believe.
$250
$250 to each one of those.
Qualifies 33rd and yep. 30, right?
30.
Yep.
We start the last man.
33rd
yep,
and
last 30. Man. Yep. And which then cool. You got
again just right. Extra money stuff like that. Are those being paid at the event, or are we sending checks for that stuff too?
Last year we sent checks okay. For that stuff.
Just those
easier for us to track right. It. So yeah.
See, just those four things you yep. Listed, like $2,500, boom, right there. Those yep. Four, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, well, and then you got Juergens putting up $250 to the first non-qualifier.
Mike Juergens? Yeah. Is he going to do the chalk machine this year? He wants to.
He says he wants to. Juergens got a Napa.
Yeah, he's switching the store over to franchise. Napa. So.
Yeah, he was at something else. I don't know what it was, but he's on a Napa franchise now. So.
Yep.
Hopefully he's too busy to come to SuperNet.
Oh no,
that dude's a lot of work. He's a lot of work.
Yeah, he's a high strung. He's drank too many Rockstar 300 milligram caffeine things like this.
I do want to thank you though, Carson. He's been working his ass off to get Jerry more to talk about during the broadcast. Talk about these sponsors. I was worried Jerry wouldn't have enough to talk about during the races.
Really?
So thank you for thank you for bringing more to the table. Appreciate that.
But then you got things like Casey's gift cards still for every heat race winner. Speedway gift cards for every heat race winner.
We're still doing all the awesome stuff.
Manufacturer's Row is as full as it has ever been.
We spilled out over into the North Pit area by Manufacturer's Row.
Five spots.
Yeah.
Six spots.
So all the way to the, for those that are familiar with the tech area and the facility, the billboard.
Well, that's going
to
be.
Yep.
It's all Manufacturer's Row out to the billboard now. We're running out of racer pit stalls, Manufacturer's Row. It's nice to have some of those sponsors.
Yep.
Some that haven't been there ever, some that haven't been, you know, every now and then, but then we have the
and then a lot that are there, you know, dropped off at COVID and haven't been back since.
Right.
So
yeah. So everything's really kind of shaping up in a positive way.
Yep.
You know, it's hate to make assumptions, but you know,
right.
Again, with our entries and our manufacturers real full, our pit stalls are essentially all spoken for at this point in time. If you're looking for a pit stall, a reserve stall at Boone, you can still reach out to Belinda. Her number's on our website. Reach out to Belinda, and she'll get you on a list just in case. But again, you know, we're, 800? We're 200 shy of what we had last year at the event, so there's still going to be people coming and looking for pit stalls.
Yep.
Don't let that discourage you. We still have room for everybody. We have our overflow area out to the south field, we call it, that we've got reserved a little bit better for race cars this year. And
some people like that better anyway, because you're out
quieter.
Of the, it is quieter and you're out of the commotion.
Last year being my first year, I got lost trying to get back to the,
you didn't know where you were.
Trying to get back to the office building. And all of a sudden I'm out there in overflow and I'm like, this is kind of cool. Everybody's out there, like sport compact drivers out there hanging out and having barbecues.
Carson wasn't used to being events like that with
there's so many people.
It's kind of a new deal for him.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Back to Jim's comment.
Oh, yeah. There but then you go. Got a ton of lap sponsors again. So
keep me on my toes and you make me laugh.
It's kind of like the 100, but with cars.
Ouch. But anyway,
well, if I go missing in St. Cloud, just call Jim.
Yeah. Back to the lay of the land. You know, the pit area is not going to look much different this year than last year. We have added an extra, I don't know how many, an extra row of power and water stalls in the pits, enough that our generator handles. We don't have permanent service, power service to supply power to those areas. So we actually have to rent a big giant Cummins diesel generator for the week, and it'll only handle so many. So it's going to be at capacity this year.
Yep.
But those VIP, what I call the VIP and what we list as the VIP pit stalls in the south of the racetrack now, you know, didn't exist a couple of years ago, and now I think there's, I don't know how many of them there is, not 100 of them, but close.
Yep.
That all have
VIP.
Yeah, power and water that sell out in less than 24 hours. They get spoken for really quick.
Yep.
You know what else is new in the pits for this year? Dan Ratajczak's got new speakers.
Oh, for the stage?
Yes.
Great.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, if you're pitting.
Louder. I had to help dress him last year. I had to go back to his camper and help him get his costume on.
If you're pitted in and around the registration tent, we call it, in the middle of the pit area, we're going to apologize if it's a little loud in the evening, but that's just kind of where that.
Yeah, but some area people call it the best. Some yeah. people call it the best seat in the house.
It's kind of, yeah, kind of found a home. What's nice about that area is it's centrally located. People can come in from the campgrounds, and people come from North Pit, and you know we'll
Jimmy
have Cody
Cole
Hicks
comes from Sioux City.
I'm having flashbacks from last year. All of a sudden,
we actually have Cody Hicks scheduled again for another two nights. I have a hard time. People say, "Oh, if we're going to try to find somebody else," Cody Hicks has come to the Super Nationals for so many years. You know, he's coming 2 days, and I'll reach out to him like January. I'll be like, "Hey, what are you thinking for this year?" And he's like, "We just have so much fun. We'd love to come back if you'll have us." And so it's hard for me to tell him no because that people like him, you know, and he does a good job. And last year we raced way late at the Prelude, and if we'd have had some sort of a, what do they call those things that bands have, like the contract
type of
clause. Oh yeah, like the 90-minute play time, 75-minute.
Yeah, it gets real stuffy when it gets corporate, you know, and all those event, what they call like a clause, they call it like a riser or rider. Like an event writer for a concert, you know, he doesn't have one, you know, and I said to him last year, I was like, "Hey, dude, I'm so sorry that we're running late, but we had just a shitload of cars and too much racing and not enough time for the band." And he's like, "We came, we'll play whenever you're done racing." And he stayed, and I think they started playing at like 12:30 at night or something, you know, which if he had a normal band, you know, they would have went home.
Oh, they would have been packed up.
So that's what I like about having Cody Hicks, because he's kind of one of us, in my opinion. He's got a good song that we've all kind of liked for years, and he just fits well in the Super National scheme of things. So, but that's what I control on the stage. After Cody Hicks gets off that stage, I have no part of anything else. I'll put that on the record.
Neither does IMCA.
Nate's over there laughing.
I go over and take part in it, but I'm not there to represent IMCA.
I go to bed. So
there was a young lady from Sioux City last year that she approached me up on the stage and asked me what I was doing. And I said, "Not you." She was rather persistent. Jim should have been there that night. That was entertaining.
Oh no, I was in bed.
I mean, what else? Anything?
I didn't even
know. Oh, we have a ton of updates.
There was a stage.
Oh, you didn't even know that was there. Huh?
Yeah. No.
Victory Lane is moving.
Yeah.
Victory Lane is moving.
Nate's Victory Lane is officially moving.
We are moving Victory
Where's
Lane
that going?
To the fan zone.
Oh,
our final
gonna
big dance
like
feature winners are going to be
in the fan
for zone. All divisions now are going to be
the fan during zones. The heat races and stuff during the
all
week
the
qualifying that'll stay in the
qualifying features and heat race winners are going to go to the infield, but we're replacing this infield stage with the Jumbotron on both sides, so people on the back stretch and on the front stretch
on Saturday
on the whole week. So we'll have two Jumbotrons in the infield for people to watch. So the races will be broadcast on the Jumbotrons in the infield.
Where are they going to be?
They're going to replace where that stage
where
is
the
at.
Stage was.
Yep.
So there won't be a stage in the infield at all anymore?
No. That will
Well, the little one for the car to go up
the
on.
Little one, yeah.
The little one car. Will still be there?
Yep.
Yep. We'll tuck the Jumbotrons on the backside of that.
Nice. Yep.
So it's somewhat.
So you won't bring up the big thing anymore then? The big.
No.
No,
no.
The fold-up stage is not going to be usable this year. We're going to have a permanent. We're going to use the fan zone as a permanent location.
So will we do like the all-star photos and stuff over in that?
Yeah,
or
I would prefer to do some of that stuff in the fan zone if we can. It just kind of depends.
I think we did it last year.
Yep, I remember.
Yep,
Napa fan zone.
Weather directs and changes so much. I can't remember from year to year where.
Exactly, and we're like, we don't want to put it up there, and then it rains.
And it works so well.
And it works so well, and it's like, these are like signs. Maybe we should just make these changes. So we're making that change, which is good.
Yep.
Speedway Motors involved in Manufacturers Row this year.
Yep. Oh, yeah. You know,
which is good. We didn't talk about that a little bit. Speedway's kind of stepped up their program. Hoosier Tire Midwest will be servicing the event this year for the first time in event history. So Hoosier Midwest will be there with the Hoosier trailer. They'll be mounting and dismounting tires. They won't be siping and grooving. We still have Carl's and Motorsports Warehouse and Finish Line and some of our vendors on Manufacturers Row that are going to provide siping and I think maybe grooving services. I don't know.
Yep.
But all the tires are going to go through Midwest, Hoosier Midwest, and they'll be the big pooper purple Hoosier trailer. You won't be able to miss it, I don't think.
That's the way most
probably
big
not.
Events do it.
Yeah, it's cool to have Midwest come. Who's your Midwest come? Nate.
Well, and then you got Napa, you know, for the fan zone.
Yep.
Giving out vouchers again. Stop into a Napa store.
Discount tickets.
Yep. For Friday discount tickets.
Yep.
And win prizes by getting those tickets. You can win a prize from Napa.
Yeah, Napa's so. Really stepping up their program, too. They're going to help out a little bit more in the fan zone, I think. And I think they're getting a little bit more active with their stores.
I think last year they were more.
And when you got Juergens involved, I mean, what do you expect?
Right.
Right.
I think Napa last year was their first go-around, so they didn't really know what to expect, did they? But now they've got a handle on what's
They'll have some giveaways down there in the fan zone during, like, autograph sessions and stuff like that.
Yeah, Jerry will be down to sign autographs, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yes, he will.
I'm not giving him a Sharpie.
Yeah,
you don't think he carries his own, really?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's nice to have Casey's. It's nice to have Napa and the stuff they do directly for the racers and the active participation they take at the event and things like that. You know, Hope for the Warriors.
Hope for the Warriors.
We along with Casey's, donate $5,000 to the Hope for the Warriors every year as a part of the Super Nationals. So, you know, we try to do a lot of – there's a lot of really cool things, a lot of really good things going on at Super Nationals that at times probably maybe get lost with the, we got 1,000 race cars.
And there's damn good racing, too.
Yeah, you got that too. You know, it's a big party. You know, it's going to, you know, everybody who comes seems to be there to have a good time. And we do our best to accommodate everybody, you know, that we can control.
And I got new cabinets in my contingency trailer. Yeah. So that's great.
Carson. Oh, yes. That's right. You were building cabinets.
Jazzing that thing up.
Oh, man. It's going to be so nice.
Carson is like Sharpies. Way organized. So I better have a place where he can be
that's
organized.
That's why we like him. That's why
he's like super organized, which is
last
helpful.
Time I saw Jerry, he had 5 Sharpies with him, one for every radio.
One for every radio. I'm sure they were different colors, too, depending on the fabric he was signing.
Right? Yes.
Nice.
You're also going to Angel Park, aren't
you? I'm going to Angel Park.
Yeah, Angel Park.
Why, that's you want to go?
No, it just hit me. I don't know. Oh, I've got to be out here. I got the Bald Tire Bash on Sunday.
Yeah.
You can find somebody else.
Jerry's going to be there.
Jerry's going to be there. Yeah, but I'm weekly out here.
Angel Park.
That would be cool.
It's going to be pretty unique.
That's going to be neat.
It's not known for running IMCA modifieds, obviously. So
never.
First time ever in the history of the universe. It's flat.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a pretty unique facility. We drive by it. Like, if you're driving from here up to 141, you drive right past it.
Yep.
So I'm going to go up on Sunday and attempt to help run the modified portion of that event. So if
you're going to run it? Yeah, I'm not going there. I don't want to be part of that.
If anybody doesn't like the guy on the race receiver, call Ryan.
They do anyway. They do.
Well.
No, but Angel, I'm looking forward to going up and seeing Greg at Angel Park. It's going to be pretty cool, I think.
Well,
Back to
midgets at Angel Park.
Yeah. Back at Super Nationals real quick. Again, we touched on the added purse to the compacts, added purse to the late models. We did add purse money last year. It was kind of interesting because we added purse money late to the Super Nationals last year to the like first through fourth, I think, if I remember correctly. And it wasn't actually published. It was we published the old amounts and added it. And then I remember we posted a check. I think a Tom Berry went in like $7,500 for the mods, and somebody said something like that Ray should pay more. And I just kind of chuckled. You know, it doesn't matter really what we pay. It seems to be somebody's always critical of it.
Yep.
But this year the mods, just like last year, pays $10,000 to win, $7,500 to win the stock cars, $5,000 to win the sport mods, and $3,000 to win the hobbies. Mod lights are $2,000 for their 2-day show. So it's got some pretty stout purses in each division. Mod purse alone is $53,000 for the A main. It's pretty big. One of the biggest, if not the biggest, in mod racing.
Yep.
At least in IMCA mod racing for sure, where there's a bunch of cars. The one thing that Jim and I have talked a little bit about this is how many stock cars we got entered?
Let me look here.
A lot.
223.
How many mods?
218.
Uh-oh.
This is the year, I think, maybe.
You got more stock cars.
Right now. For now.
Right now.
Modifies right now.
Yeah.
So if we have more stock cars than modifies at the event, can I pay more? Can I pay more, Jim?
Well, I don't know. The problem is if you bump it up to 10, you might only have 13.
Pay more for the stock cars, you mean?
Wrong sanction.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that worked.
I walked into that one. No, but I think, I mean, why not pay $10,000 to win stock cars?
Let's vote on it.
Yeah. I don't have voting cards ready.
Call Lottie and ask him.
But if you need to know what the purse is, we don't want you here.
Yeah, I know. Again, back to the way some of this podcast started with the purse. Is it necessary to pay more? No, but to a certain extent, you know, it's, I don't know. Maybe I fall into the trap that some of promoters fall into a little bit, you know, where money isn't terribly, terribly important, but it does matter. And there's a difference, you know, because we haven't published much of this and we got 223 stock cars. The bottom line is winning Super Nationals is in any of our divisions is a career accomplishment.
Absolutely. Yep.
For anybody. And if you're winning any race with 200 plus race cars, you've got a lot to hang your hat on. I'll just put it that way.
Well, even going to Super Nationals, like my first year last year, even watching the heat races, you'd swear the heat races paid 10 grand. They're so competitive. Yep.
You talk to them down on the stage when they win, and they'll compare it to a feature back home.
Right.
You know, yeah. Winning a heat race.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Cool.
I think we'll probably adjust some of these purses a little bit, at least the stock car purse more than likely is the one that probably is on my radar a little bit. You know, I don't know if we need to necessarily publish that, you know, but if there's more stock cars than there are modifieds, the stock car purse, the stock car A main feature winner, the big dance, sorry, I get confused. Yep. Instead of 7,500, it'll probably go to 10 grand. Whether or not we'll announce that ahead of time, I don't know. But it just kind of depends on what the car count does.
We just did.
The other thing we could do is maybe bump up the start money a little bit, too, for stock cars. But, you know, you got sport mods that also are pulling in some pretty big numbers. You got hobby stocks that are pulling in some
everything's
big numbers.
Everything's ahead.
Now sport, you got mod lights. Right. That are,
then you got sport compacts.
And compacts, you know.
Numbers growing all the time.
Speaking of sport compacts, Ryan, is there any truth to Ricky Thornton Jr. in a sport compact this year?
Well, you know, I posted the other day that once I got the next registration, we'd be at 750, and Ricky replied, "I'm on it." So I messaged him and said, "Yeah, that's not going to happen." He said, "Well, you never know. You know what the weather might do." He said he really wants to come over. He really wants to race Boone. But, you know, he's got other obligations. And if he has an opportunity, then I'm sure he would. But not in a sport compact, Jim. I'm sorry.
He did it that one year.
He did do it one year.
He rained out Saturday at the World 100. Yep.
Came over. I asked him one time. I'm like, "Dude, what are you doing in Boone?" And he was there. It was just a weekly show, if I remember correctly. And he's like, "You know, my wife and her family are all from this area. Yeah. And they just like coming here, and we all like coming here." So
I talked to him after that World of Outlaws race over there that last week ago, Tuesday, and he said of all the races that he's won and wanted to win in a late model, he said he really wanted to win over at Boone. And I said,
second?
Yeah. And I said, Pierce I would imagine.
Pierce won that race last year, too.
Yeah, I would imagine, you know, 90% of the people in attendance wanted to see him win. I mean, they have a history with him, so they're kind of, everyone sees like they're part of his racing career. So,
you know, Ricky's won how many modified big dances?
A couple.
The modified? I think he's won it once, didn't he?
He's won it twice.
Yeah, he's won it twice. He's won the late models.
It wasn't back to back, though. Like strictly. You know, those guys.
You know, once again, but, so, you know, 250 some odd modifieds. And, you know, it's kind of like what he did a couple weeks ago in Norfolk, Nebraska.
Kind of.
Without the cars.
Yeah, Ricky won the mods in 2016 and 2020.
Poke.
16 and 2020?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he has won it twice.
He also won late models.
He did.
And this year you can add sport compacts to the list.
Yeah.
Compacts. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if we'll get Ricky
in a compact.
I don't
think he'd be eligible. Would we let him? Probably not.
No.
The thing that I...
Well, let me call down to Texas and find out if we allow that.
The thing that I find interesting right now, and again, this kind of does get back a little bit to IMCA. It doesn't have a lot to do with IMCA, but it does. And that is Ricky. You know, I mean, he's got probably right now the hottest dirt late model racer in the United States, probably one of the most talented racers in general in the United States, turning laps. And he happens to be in a late model right now and winning shitloads of money, which is good for him. It's awesome. But he also came out of IMCA. You know, I mean,
I believe Shannon Rush told me the other night that he's won over 600,000 so far this year.
And he deserves it. Yep. That's awesome. That's awesome to see him have that much success because he really is kind of a very humble, genuine person I mean, he's easy to talk to. He'll send you text messages. He replies if you send him one. I mean, he's. I think he generally appreciates his fans. You don't see him shitting on racetracks that much. You know what I mean? Yep. I mean, you see some people that have some success, and they start becoming critical of everybody else. Like, the reason why they don't win is somebody else's fault, the racetrack or an official or whoever it may be. And Ricky just, you don't see a lot of that out of him. And I don't know if he's got somebody telling him not to do that stuff or if he's, I think he's just,
I think it's just his personality.
I think he's just savvy enough to say, you know, that he understands the big picture. And I hate it when I see racers, you know, we all have moments of weakness, but I hate when I see racers that have a lot of success start acting like racing is completely about them.
Yeah.
When it's, they're a part of it.
And former racers do that a lot too.
I haven't really seen a whole lot of that.
Yeah, you have.
And oh, okay.
What, today?
Yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. We all know who those guys are. And I just don't think they do.
So does everybody else.
Right. And I just don't think it does their racing careers. It doesn't do them personally.
Absolutely.
You know, any good. You know, I mean.
There's enough negativity on social media. Why add to it?
There really is. You know, some people think some of that stuff is cool, and obviously the negativity to a certain extent fuels a little bit of attention, I think. But, you know, in an industry that's this niche, in my opinion, that is small, you can't burn your bridge at every racetrack you go to and every sanction you go to, because if you do, you're going to run out of places to go. Unless you're going to go to the Cup or something like that.
Or open your own racetrack.
Right. But the people that are going to Cup generally aren't that like that either. I mean, those Cup guys all make mistakes too. But you know, they punish them hard there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in our world, people think it's kind of cool that if a guy shits all over a racetrack, that track deserves it. You know, put a pile of crap and a box on their Facebook page, you know. And it's all fun and games until that track that's a pile of shit in a box or a hole doesn't want you to come back, you know, and that stuff does happen.
Well, you know?
Or they have enough and they just close the doors.
Yeah.
We've talked about this. When was the last time any of us have gone to a track and the promoter says, man, I did whatever I could to make this a shit racetrack? Never.
How many?
Ever.
Most have good intentions, all of us across the board.
And you know, so much of what goes on with track prep is out of their control.
Right.
You know, you got humidity, you got a rain shower that might pop up, you got cloud cover that pops
up. Equipment that breaks. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy stuff.
And they are not out there behind the scenes intentionally put a shitty track out there.
Oh, shit, the water pump in the water truck went out.
Yep.
Today at 4, I'm like, oh my gosh, how you watering a track? Well, I mean, every facility has those moments, you know.
But
we even have them at Boone, you know, when the tractor blows up, or I mean, there's just all kinds of weird things.
We got people that are going to sit home and watch hot laps and automatically be able to sit wherever far away and know that this track's going to be a piece of shit.
Isn't that how it works?
It just kills me.
You know, Super Nationals, obviously we had the jet dryer. We've had it for, I don't know, 25 years, 20 years, whatever it is, a long time. For many years, it was sitting down in the back building with a blowed-up engine. They blew it up the week before. Usually they get it running the week before, and they blew it up and didn't have a spare engine for it. You know, it's not like you can just go get a jet engine laying around down, you know, down the street.
Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
Everybody's got them for sale. What are you talking
about? Hey,
you know, where he got them?
I need a Chinook helicopter jet engine. You got one? Yeah, right over here.
I remember the first time Lottie fired that deal up when he put it together way back when. About killed himself.
Exactly. We weren't a helmet. It's crazy. But, yeah, for years we went without the jet dryer working, and it didn't rain.
Right.
You know? And so, I'm maybe like, we're pushing our luck. We fixed it, and then it started raining. I'm like,
okay, maybe we need
maybe
to break
we need
it
to
again.
Blow the engine in that thing again. But it's been a savior for us the last couple, 8 years. On or off.
It's an attraction for people that want to, you know, that come across the country. They want to look at it. They want to watch it.
It was an attraction for me last year.
First time you see
on
it.
On Saturday, I was like, there's no way.
And
all of a sudden, we're racing.
It doesn't matter how many times you see it, it's always.
It's love hate cool. for me because if they're starting Carson's that thing, it's under bad circumstances. But when they started, it's kind of cool.
Yep.
You know, it's just like,
Carson's actually going to ride it this year.
You have to get on a list to do that, don't you? I think Rod
only allows. You got to sign a waiver and call an insurance company.
Yeah.
Before or after you get your IV card? Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to get an IV too.
We'll see.
And do that. Yeah,
why don't you want to do it?
Facebook.
I'm not much of a needle guy.
Really, that surprises me. You look like you like to inject yourself with stuff.
Okay, so one more thing.
I got to hit. I got to hit the road at one.
We're 62 minutes in. We're rambling now. So one more thing about Super Nationals is the Prelude. Last year we had 632 cars signed in at the Prelude. 632.
Did we run a B?
Yeah, we ran a couple.
Started them all.
I have proposed possibly. Adding some feature events. So any division that has 100 cars, there's 100 more cars signed in to race the Prelude. Let's say in modifieds, we'll run two features instead of one. Because last year we had like 139. I have it wrote down here. 130.
So what would your cutoff be?
100 is kind of what.
So
I
if
was
you have
100
cars, you're on two features.
Yeah. Yeah, 230 car features, because you get kind of back to where it's kind of like a Super Nationals format for stock cars and modifieds at that point.
In a one-day
show. Just with a little less cars in a one-day show. It kind of piles on, again, some of our biggest daily car counts fall on the Prelude, so we're trying to figure out how we can trim that down a little bit. And I think if we just went to double features, any division that has 100 cars will run two features. Instead of running one Prelude A-Main, we'll run two, just like we do mods and stock cars on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday.
Lottie doesn't watch this podcast, does he?
He doesn't. And
okay, good.
He doesn't, and he's not going to know how much money that adds to the purse, because IMCA will pay for it if I have to. But I think it'll help us.
That would actually
I think
shorten the show, too. You take out some Bs. And
the goal is to shorten the show, take out some Bs, and take out a little bit of the racing, but still give people the opportunity to be in an A-Main. And instead of a 24-car feature, we'd have two 30-car features. So you have 60 cars in features instead of 24. So it's more beneficial to the racers.
Yep.
And that would be about half the field then, based on we had numbers last year at the Prelude. 139 mods, 133
stock cars.
Gets
out about this, so you might have more cars.
144 sport mods. So we would basically, you'd have a 50-50 shot, almost 50-50 shot of making the A-Main instead of about a 18 or 15% shot.
Yep.
Statistically, for those of you that are good with math like Ryan, right?
Sure.
So I think that's what we're going
to
do.
I need to get my modified license. I'm going to race the Prelude.
Last year I wanted to do it, but I didn't think of it fast enough. And when we're sitting in the infield when the Prelude starts, we don't have the purse ready. We don't have the additional purse. We don't have the trophies. We don't have the big checks. We don't have nothing. It's kind of hard to do that. So this year we're going to plan on that. And look for that announcement for the people who are listening to 65 minutes of our podcast.
What is after?
It is 65 minutes. So that's... Yeah. That's the plan. So we're gonna try to expand the Prelude a little bit, I think, to get more cars into A-Mains and free up some of our time and get the racing over a little bit sooner on Saturday and Sunday.
Bigger, better, and shorter. You can't beat
bigger,
that.
Better, and shorter. Let's hope so. And then again, we've added some money to our light model purse for Monday. We've added some money to our sport compact purse for Tuesday.
Yep.
We'll entertain adding or making the stock car race on Saturday night, the big dance, 10,000 to win too as well. So.
And lab sponsors, just like always.
Yeah, we got piles of lab sponsors, too. There's
should so we put it to a vote?
Sure.
What are we voting for? Oh, the Prelude format?
No.
Or the 10,000 for stock car?
If you want to, you can.
I think what we could probably do to
put it
help
on Facebook and ask
the
them.
Prelude up, we could just start next week.
Yeah. Why not? No.
I need another 2 weeks of prep.
If you make it through the Prelude, Monday through Saturday is all downhill.
Monday through Thursday for me.
It slows down a little bit, doesn't it?
The longest 2 days, if you get through the Prelude, those are the two longest days of the week.
Yeah, and that's the other issue we have at the Prelude is that it just wears us all out on the first two nights.
Cuts back on the partying, though.
It wears out our staff. You know, people.
And I'm already bitchy before I even get there.
You are kind of crabby.
Yeah.
You only like three people and maybe only three people like you.
Yeah, it could be. I'd like to know who they are so I can piss them off.
I like you, Ryan. You can put me in one of the three.
All right. Okay.
I'll go part-time.
Part-time.
Depends on the day. All right. Anything else?
So when are we coming back? What are we doing next? Are we going to do another one before?
Depends
like
on our schedules. Nate's schedule and my schedule. No,
we need to do one to get Roger Hayden on. Talk about Race Saver
Nationals.
Yeah,
we haven't talked about Race Saver Nationals at all.
That's the week before Super Nationals, so we'd have to do that the next couple
and
weeks.
And the Southern Sport Mod Nationals at KSP.
You know, it'd be fun to get French on here.
It would.
Would he do it?
I don't know. I think he'd probably, in studio, would be easier, in my opinion, than on a phone.
Than on a phone, yeah.
But he's only stopped here maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
So.
He's like, Wade, I just sit and listen to him tell stories. That's all you do.
French is the same way. I mean, literally, you can just
sit there and let him go.
Oh, my God.
Let him talk. He's just like an encyclopedia of racing, sprint car racing and fuel systems and
magnetos.
Methanol and magnetos. And I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
What else? Anything?
No.
I don't know. I don't
think Carson's got to go home.
Yeah. I got to get on the road.
I got to go to Des Moines. I got to pick up your
stickers.
So we are at 68 minutes. Do we have like 2 minutes to talk about race car shoes?
Oh, yeah.
Do we? Yeah. Do you have those pictures?
Yeah,
he didn't leave Carson.
We throw up one of the pictures. I think it's one of the black fire suit. Yeah, the black fire suit. Throw that on the screen. This is a broadcast of an IMCA TV event. I don't know where the gentleman got out of his car in Victory Lane to do the interview, and he had Hey Dudes on. That's just, you know, I'm not going to say too much because we all make mistakes. That's just not a good idea. I've done that myself. I think that picture right over there has me with
tennis shoes. Right there, yellow tennis shoes.
I think those are K-Swiss.
They were. I do remember that. They were K-Swiss tennis shoes.
And I remember when I won that race, I forgot my shoes at home. And when I won that race, that's not a sanctioned event. So I was like, okay, what's going
to
happen?
What did Scott Fry say to you when he was standing next to you in Victory Lane?
True story. I said, do I have to get out of my race car? And he's like, well, you got to get your picture taken. I said, I'm not wearing racing shoes. And he's like, okay. You know, like, so, you know. So I got out, but I was wearing K-Swiss. But that gentleman got out wearing Hey Dudes. Throw up the next picture then, Nate, if you would. Speaking of Hey Dudes. These are the Hey Dudes from the record driver in Vinton, Sean Fisher, actually. That is from an exhaust pipe, I think, fell off a hobby stock or an exhaust extension, fell off of a header or something of that nature.
I don't remember what division it was.
It was out on a racetrack, so he decided he was going to push it with his foot.
Oof.
And that's what the exhaust pipe did to his Hey Dudes. Just by touching it.
And it went through his sock, too. You can see his toe there.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just not a good idea.
Heat and Hey Dudes don't mix.
They really don't, you know. I mean, even if you get into some of the ratings at SA, the SA ratings on fire ratings on how long they last, some of them are fairly lengthy. Some of them, you know, are not fairly lengthy, but even still, they're better than split second
enough to get a fire extinguisher there,
SA ratings is approximately 0.3 seconds.
Coincidentally, that racer was disqualified, just so people know. Unfortunately,
your Hey Dudes on a wearing as part of a racing suit turn into hey, that's hot, dudes.
Disqualifying racers is just no fun. We see the race reports here every week now, and you know the number one thing is rough driving and unsportsmanlike conduct.
But numbers are down this year. They are down.
That's good. It's good because if we're not disqualifying, you see a lot of, you know, some weight violations and stuff like that. You know, we can go over that some other podcast late in the year on the DQs we experienced this year.
Being an ass.
Yeah, we get some of the race reports are pretty candid. I love it. It's kind of fun.
Thank you, Heather.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, but just want to remind everybody, make sure you're wearing your safety equipment, especially if you come to Super Nationals. Make sure your stuff's all up to par, your helmet ratings, you know, if you're wearing a Hans.
Make sure you have a receiver.
Yeah, make sure you have a receiver and a transponder for Super Nationals, but that's, you know, secondary to the, we can handle that stuff, but gloves, make sure you're wearing SA rated or fire retardant gloves, not SA rated, but fire retardant gloves and shoes. Give you a little extra time in case you're the fire. Remember that time that the engine, was it the engine that went through that?
It's a fuel cell.
Went through that guy's.
Jeremiah Reed, the 9J car, I think it landed on his race car.
That is one of the most.
That's bizarre. It was just.
Yeah, I don't know what word you would use to describe that. Because there's all kinds of words that could be used, but that was one of the wildest things I've ever seen.
terrifying for a few moments
at a racetrack.
That was terrifying.
I think I know how he described it. He
probably has the video somewhere, but we will.
He probably said the word that we can't say on here, didn't he?
Oh shit!
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
You weren't there for that one. Yeah, that was a year or two before you. It's on. I think it's online.
I've seen the video of it.
It just landed.
Like, how's that happen? It happens. Anybody have anything else?
I'm good.
I do want to thank everybody for not inviting Jerry.
Yep.
I didn't even say a word to him. I put it on my Snapchat story, so I don't know if he's ready.
Oh, now he'll whine to you.
Well, he would find out about it anyway.
I miss you, Jerry.
He's too busy anyway.
You're missing in for the hour, if you're listening for the 72
minutes. He is too busy anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Nate's talking in my ear about all the cool stuff we're doing for the Super Nationals video. You know, obviously we're going to have the IMCA TV package available. We'll announce that if we haven't done it already. Next week, we'll announce the packages, but we've got the FVP, the famous first person viewer, drone team is coming back. Same guys, right? Instead of the last 3 days, they're coming for all the days.
So they're going to do all that stuff that really we didn't see them do last year?
Right? Yep. Yeah. They're going to do all that cool shit every day. So that'll be awesome.
So awesome.
We got a documentary. What's that? Is it called Boone?
I think it's Fuel the Thunder.
No, it's not Fuel the Thunder, Jim. That one's still in the production floor. We're gonna do a documentary, like a four episode documentary. So we've got a guy hired to come shoot specifically for that. So that'd be cool. But again, we're kind of ramping up. Nate and Chris and everybody on IMCA TV, Garrett.
Chris got a new job. Chris got a new job. He's working the camera.
Oh,
in the infield.
Exactly.
We got him running shoes. Him
Chris who?
Grainer.
Bullshit. That's not gonna happen. I know better than that.
You know, the core guys.
Is there going to be a cot out there for him to take a nap in while he's out there shooting his videos?
Yeah. The core guys, you know, Chris and Nate and Garrett and Ian and the guys who are what I consider to be the core guys at IMCA TV or behind the scenes at IMCA TV are obviously going to be there, and they're working pretty hard already. You know, we employ more people for IMCA TV at Super Nationals than we do for IMCA. So that's how important the streaming and the broadcast has become. And I think our race fans and everybody, you know, if you set the expectations high for that team this year, you're going to be happy with what you see, because they say they're going to do a broadcast like never been done in dirt track racing. So that's pretty exciting. They got a lot of cool ideas and a lot of cool things going on.
I thought it was because, like, Carson and Ryan and Dave and all of us work three times harder.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're just better at what we do, maybe. Maybe that's what.
Maybe that's it, too. But, no, yeah, it's going to be, you know, the broadcast is going to be cool, so look for the package details in a week or so. In the end, we're moving the Jumbotrons to the infield.
There won't be any off of turn four again.
No, that's going to the infield. I think it'll be a little bit more fan-friendly out in the infield.
Easier to see.
If you're sitting on, you know, in the current, the catwalks in one and two, you might not.
So there's going to be one face on each side.
One face on each side.
Oh.
Yep, that's the plan.
Let's wrap it up.
So.
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah.
Nate's.
I got to hit the road.
Yeah, I think Carson's wife's calling, pissed off that he's still here.
She's texting me three times.
Get on the road.
Only 13 minutes left.
All right. Well, again,
end it, Ryan.
No, end it, Brett. You're getting ready to talk.
Yeah, just want to thank everybody for listening. Sorry we rambled for 15 extra minutes, but that's kind of typical for me.
Boy, if that's not the perfect way to end this thing.
Yeah. But. Check out our Facebook page for Super Nationals as well. IMCA TV for the broadcasting details for Super Nationals. We do have a private IMCA Super Nationals Facebook page. If you want to be a part of that, I usually approve it. But if you don't answer the security questions, the system just doesn't let you get approved. If you can't tell us who your favorite racer is,
you shouldn't be in there anyway.
Yeah, you're not going to be allowed. There's an automatic function that says if you don't answer all these questions, it just eliminates it. So I don't have to mess with people that really don't seem to be too serious about it. Right. We don't care who that person is. Right. Just make sure it's a racer that makes sense.
And we are approaching 800 registrations for Super Nationals. Once we get there, I'll make another stats post.
Yep, that's where Ryan's posting a lot of that stuff. Yep. And we're posting apparel pictures and all event details and all kinds of stuff like that. Yep. So check that out, IMCA Super Nationals Facebook page as well, if you want more detailed event information, or head to imca.com on the Super Nationals drop-down menu if you have any specific stuff about daily schedules and stuff like that. All that stuff should be up to date.
Perfect.
That's it for now.
We'll be back.
Everybody have a great day. Or two,
yeah.
You bet.
Yeah. Perfect.
Why not? As long as Jerry's not around, why not?